Masechtas Aleihs, Perek Yud Zayin, Mishnah Aleph. Our Mishnah is going to deal with the halacha of a Beis HaPras. A Beis HaPras is a field that had a kever in it, and someone went and plowed the field. So on a deraisa level, there's really no chashash that the person actually dug up any part of the nifter, because the plow normally would not reach that deep enough to reach the kever. However, the Chachamim penalized the person for showing a lack of respect to the kever, and they said that, no, we are worried. There is a chashash that perhaps he dug up the mace, and he dragged the barley corn of bone out of the grave and elsewhere into the field. And therefore, based on that chashash, the field has halacha of tuma, where the soil is someone's tame if he either touches or carries the soil, as if he was carrying a barley corn size of bone. So the Mishnah now is going to deal with the halacha of how far out from the grave becomes tameh and is considered a beis hapras. So let's see the Mishnah. Hachar yesh asa kever, if somebody plows a grave in a field, hareza oisa beis hapras, it creates a beis hapras, as we discussed in the introduction, and the term beis hapras comes from the lashon of ayifrois, which means and to spread out, and he spread. So a beis hapras, the tumah of the grave spreads out into the parts of the field. So ad kamahu oisa, how far into the field from the grave creates a beis hapras? Meloi mana, one length of a furrow. In other words, when a plow is furrowing, is when the plowman is plowing in the field, he creates one furrow's length that he would do at one time, which is, the Mishnah says, Mea Amma, 100 Amma. So the Chachamim estimated that the furthest the plow could possibly drag a bone would be up to 100 Ammas from the grave, and therefore that whole area that's plowed is considered a base of pras, but whatever was plowed beyond 100 Ammas is going to be considered Tahar. And since the 100 amas is measured lengthwise and widthwise, so it comes out that the area of a beis hapras is 100 amas square, which is equivalent to beis arba sa'im, that an area which could be plowed with 4 saws of grain. So the way you create this square, this 100 amas square area, is you start out at the grave, and you go 100 amas to the right of it, and 50 amas to the right of it, and 50 amas to the left. That's a length of 100 amas. Then you make a 90-degree turn on both ends, and you go out 100 amas, and then you create that into a square. So you now have a 100 amma by 100 amma square, which has the kever at the end of it in the middle, on one side of the square in the middle. And potentially this 100 amma square area could be created on all 4 sides of the kever, not just to one side, but on all 4 sides of the kever if he plows in all 4 directions away from the kever. So in any direction that he plows, he's going to create a base of pras up to 100 amma square. Rabbi Yossi says, no, it's not a 10,000 square it's not a 10,000 square amma area, but rather it's beis chamesh, enough to plant 5 saws, which is approximately 12,500 square amas. So he just argues in the length of the beis hapras. Now, till now, we're discussing a field that's flat. What happens if the field is on a slope? So b'mayrud u'b'mayla, it's either upward or downward slope. In other words, the grave is at either the top of a slope and you plow downwards, or the grave is at the bottom of a slope and you plow upwards. So then, the Mishnah says, the barley corn size piece of bone would not be dragged this far. And so the Mishnah says you have to run an experiment to determine how far the bone would have been carried. And what you do is you take the plow. The plow had a hollow area near, there was a bend in the plow, like a knee, and it had a hollow area so that during plowing, you would have seeds in there that would fall out naturally during the plowing, and the seeds would be planted. So the Mishnah says, Noisein roiva karshinim, you take a quarter kav of a seeds of a bean, al bayre chamacharesha, on that bend, the knee of the plow, which is that bend area and that hollowed out area, and you start plowing, and the seeds fall out. Obviously, at the beginning, many seeds fall out, but they start to peter out. And the area that the barley corn would have been dragged is ad mekayim sheyitzmechu shloisha karshinim zeh besadzeh. You see up till where 3 beans are still being planted side by side, and up till that area, the furthest area where you still have 3 beans coming out of the machareisha side by side, that's as far as the barley corn would have been dragged. So it's not up to an area of 100 amas, but rather it's up till this area, ad sham hu aisa beis pras, only up until there creates a beis pras. And once again, Rabbi Yossi argues, Rabbi Yossi says, b'mayrad, that's true for a downward sloping area that the barley corn would have been dragged. But v'loy b'mala, not for an upward sloping area, because Rabbi Yossi holds that when you're plowing in an uphill, it doesn't create any part of it into a beis hapras, because when a plow is going uphill, it tends to shake itself off as you're plowing uphill, and therefore it won't drag any bone, because even if a bone gets caught in the plow, it's going to immediately get shaken off, and therefore won't be carried further. Now on to Mishnah Beis. Hayachayresh, again, we're continuing discussing a Beis HaPras. Hayachayresh, he was plowing from the grave. He came up against a rock or a fence. And what happened was the soil was shaken off the plow. So Oishanir Amachareshah, or he deliberately shook off the soil off the plow. So then, until there, creates a Beis HaPras. And even if it's an area close to the grave, the Beis HaPras ends. Because once you shake off the soil, there's obviously no cheshash that there's any bone still sticking to the plow. You completely shook off the soil, and therefore the Beis HaPras area ends there. Obviously, we're talking even about a flat area. Rebbe Lezer says, Beis HaPras oisa Beis HaPras, that even one Beis HaPras area could create another one. In other words, if somebody plows 100 amas out, so he creates one Beis HaPras, then he starts plowing again from within the 100 amas, and he goes out to a new area past the 100 amas. Zok Rebbe Elazar, he's going to create a new 100 amas area from where he originally started plowing, because potentially he caught up a barley corn of bone in the initial Beis HaPras, and he dragged it up to a new area of 100 amas from that area, from where he started. And therefore, one Beis HaPras, Zok Rebbe Elazar, can create another Beis HaPras. However, Rabbi Shua argues, and he says, no, it depends. Sometimes you will create another Beis HaPras, and sometimes you won't. Ketzad, how does it work? Charash chatzimana, if you did half of a furrow. So in other words, someone plowed only 50 amas out, and then he stopped. But then, v'chazer, he came back, v'charash chatzimana, then he plowed the second half of it. So v'chein atzadin, and so too on the sides. So he did, in other words, an additional 50 yama area from the end of the first plowing, and so too on the sides. In other words, he plowed 50 yamas from east to west, and then he turned and plowed an additional 50 yamas from north to south. So haray oisa beis hapras. This creates a beis hapras. The entire 100 yama area is treated like a single furrow, even though he stopped in between, or he changed direction. Nevertheless, he's going to create the 100 yama square area. However, charash malay mina. If he did an entire furrow, he did a full 100 amas, and then he went back to the end of the 100 amas, and he plowed from there beyond the 100 amas, so he argues with Rebbe Eliezer, he says, no, that doesn't create a second Beis HaPras, because the barley corn will not be dragged beyond 100 amas, and the halacha follows Rebbe Yoshua.